Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NASCAR this weekend, Quaker State 400. A little bit of a strange one, Tim.
Yeah, they had rookie Cole Custer get his first win in the NASCAR Cup Series. I think the last time a rookie won on the NASCAR Cup Series was in 2016. I don't know exactly who it was, but it wasn't Chase Elliott and it wasn't Ryan Blaney, so I have to go back and look at it. But it's rare for a rookie to get their win just in general, but to get it at Kentucky, which is one of the tracks where, if you look at the past winners, Martin Truex, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, you're looking at former champions. So it was kind of like one of those things where you had all these good cars up front on multiple restarts, and next thing you know, they all hit each other. Cole Custer somehow makes his way up front, gets a good push into turn two, and he takes the lead. And once he got that lead, it was set sailing for him. He gets the win. Not only does he get the win, but he's also in the in the All-Star race this weekend. So it's an automatic spot in the All-Star race. And basically, it's an automatic spot for the playoffs this year. So Cole Custer, he can basically finish last in every race the rest of the season. He's going to be in the playoffs when the playoffs start in the final 16. So it's a good win for him. I guess if you're, betting on the race, not a good day, because obviously all the good drivers, they finished in the top five, but it just happened to be the rookie that won.
Any relation to Colonel Custer from the game Clue?
It is not. I think it's Stuart Haas, Tony Stewart, and Haas, the owner of that company. I think that's his nephew, or somehow he's related to one of the owners of Stuart Haas Racing. I think it's the nephew, Cole Custer, and that's how he's got his rod. I know he was having a bad season this year as a rookie coming up. He was finishing in the mid-20s, not having a great year. So this is the positive momentum, I guess, you want to have as a rookie getting a win, because now you not only your year is made, basically, and you basically can tell, well, Kevin Harvick's my teammate. He's got a win. My other two teammates, Clint Bowyer and Eric Almirola, they don't have wins yet, so you can say as a rookie you have that over them. So that's a good look for them. So it'll be interesting to see how his season pans out with that momentum right now.
Yeah, I said that because I thought it was funny, because sometimes I think I'm a comedian, and then I realize that a lot of my jokes are bad. But nonetheless, so what do you got this weekend?
So they have an all-star race in Bristol Motor Speedway. So it's interesting. There's multiple ways to get into the all-star race. Either you've won a race this season or last season, you're in the race. You're a former champion, so Jimmy Johnson, who hasn't won in God know how long. I mean, he's a great driver, 7-time champion, but he hasn't won lately. He'll be in. Matt Kenseth, he's a former champion. He retired, last year and a half. He'll be in the race because he's a former champion. So they'll be in the race, and also they'll have an open. So everybody who is not in the race that all-star race, they'll have an open race before that. And I think the winner of that race will automatically get in. And then there's an all-star vote. I want to say the most popular vote. Usually in the past years, it's been a Chase Elliott. It's been Danica Patrick. It's been, popular race car drivers, and I think you're going to see either William Byron or Matthew DiBenedetto get that spot into the All-Star race this year. So that's another way they can get in, and basically they'll have two races on Wednesday night. They'll have the Open, and they'll have the All-Star race. And then I don't know how much the payout is, but I know the All-Star race pays pretty well. It's either $1 million or a quarter, a half $1 million. It's a big payout.
Yeah, I'd say quarter million, half million, doesn't matter. It's a huge payout. So who's favored in that one? Who you like?
I want to look at the odds right now. I have the odds up right here. Let's see the odds I have in front of me. Kevin Harvick is obviously the favorite. He's 4.5 to 1. A guy, when you're looking at who you want to pick in these races, you want to go back to the Bristol race earlier this season. The couple guys that stand out to me that ran really well, you saw Chase Elliott and Joey Logano, you know, fight for the lead, and then they basically hit each other on the last, you know, lap or so. That ruined both of their days. I like Chase Elliott a lot. He's shown he can really do well at Bristol. Another guy who wrecked out early in that race was Ryan Blaney. He was the second fastest car yesterday at Kentucky. This guy has been fast all year. The problem with Ryan Blaney is that he can't finish. He always does well throughout the race, and some kind of problem comes up where he has a mechanical issue. Yesterday, he was literally driving with one hand because his clutch was coming undone. He was going from fourth gear to third gear, so they gave him a bungee cord to basically put the bungee cord into the clutch and make sure he could stay in fourth gear. Well, the problem was he couldn't find anything to attach it to, so he basically drove with his left hand the entire turn from first to second turn. He basically drove with one hand the entire race like that. So he's had bad luck, and he finished in top five yesterday, which wasn't bad, but he had a really fast car. I think he's a guy that you can look at. I actually like Jimmy Johnson this week. Jimmy Johnson, he finished really well at Bristol earlier this season. He's shown he can win at these short tracks. He's really good at Dover. He's pretty good at Martinsville, and I think a track like Bristol, especially at a night race, I think Jimmy Johnson's a car and a driver that can actually steal a win here. I think you're going to see those Chevrolets and Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson, Alex Bowman. And I even mentioned William Byron. I think he's a guy that can win the Open, the race before this. I think he's a guy that can win that. I think those Chevrolets, those Hendrick Chevrolets, they have a good shot at winning. So, like I said, Chase Elliott, he's one of my guys I like. I like Joey Logano a lot. For some reason, Joey Logano does really well at night in night races. So that's just something that sticks out to me. And like I said, Ryan Blaney and Jimmy Johnson are just two guys I could see I could see winning that race. It's usually former champions that do well, so I'm going a little out of the box. I haven't been on this the last two or three weeks, so I'm throwing it out of the box picks here.
Why is it usually former champions?
Just because, I mean, you see drivers that have won a lot in the All-Star race. So you see like a Kyle Busch, you see a Kevin Harvick, you see a Martin Truex. You see these guys that are just, they're good, they win races, and honestly, most races in NASCAR, there's only about eight drivers that can really win a race. And it just happened this weekend. It wasn't the case, but most places you go to, you know who's good at where, and you know which drivers are going to have the fastest cars because of practice and qualifying. Well, we don't have that this year, so it's a little harder to find out who's good and, you know, who has the fastest car. So you want to rely on drivers who have won in the past, and you see that with Kevin Harvick. You see that with Kyle Busch, and I think you'll see those guys up front. Now, can they win? I think they have I think the younger drivers have the faster cars on the short tracks here, but it'll be interesting to see.
All right, so Tim, long term, will Bubba Wallace win a race this year?
I don't think Bubba Wallace will win a race. I think top 10 is a good goal for him. I think he's shown he's had, you know, decent cars this year. He's finished in the top 15 a couple times. Petty Motorsports doesn't have the same amount of money invested in his car as, let's say, a Joe Gibbs, as a Hendrick Motorsports, as a Penske Ford. He just doesn't have the money and the equipment that is as good as those other drivers that have in their cars. So, like I said, he could be. He's a solid driver. No, don't get me wrong. He just doesn't have the equipment as the other drivers do because of funding. And I think a top 10, especially at a super speed where like Daytona, where he's finished second place before, I think a top 10 is good for him. I mean, a top 5 he could steal a top 5 at Daytona or Talladega later this year. So that's something that he could look at. But I don't think it wins in his. I don't think it wins. In his window this year. I think eventually he will either stay with Petty Motorsports, or you could probably see him going somewhere else. He's still a young driver. He's still in his 20s. So, I mean, there's room for improvement definitely with another team if that's the case.
By and large, they haven't had a whole lot of positive tests, right? It was Dustin Johnson here lately. Other than that.
Oh, Dustin Johnson is the PGA.
Yeah, he's
golfer.
A golfer.
Yeah.
Too many Johnsons.
You know, Justin Thomas, the PGA caddy for Justin Thomas, his name is Jimmy Johnson as well. That's a fun fact throwing out
there.
Yeah,
there's too much cross sports pollination there.
But yeah, Jimmie Johnson, this is weird because he tested positive for the coronavirus just 2 weeks ago, and then later in the week he tested negative again and negative. So he wasn't sure if the test was positive or if it was a false positive or if he actually had the coronavirus. He was very confused, but he made sure he respected all the protocol. He made sure he would sit out the race, and it ended a huge streak. He was one of the drivers that had one of the longest streaks in consecutive races, kind of like what we saw from Brett Favre. That kind of sucked for him, but at the same time, NASCAR doesn't really do that extensive of a coronavirus testing. They let they basically just scan your temperature when you walk into the thing, and if anybody in your team does get tested positive, then they do extensive testing. But since most people or the drivers are away from everyone else because they don't actually see.
Wait a minute, that's flawed because they could be asymptomatic. I don't understand that.
NASCAR does testing, but I don't think it's before they don't do it before they go on the track. They don't do it like when they get there. They just basically the whole thing is you show up to the track, you get your temperature scanned, and basically they ask you if you have any symptoms, and if you say no, you're free.
That makes no sense to me. Zero sense to me.
I think teams do testing on their own, but I'm not sure how much testing they do. I just know I know the testing in NASCAR isn't as strict as you see in the PGA yet, and as in like you see with the NBA and MLS. I know the testing protocol for NASCAR is not as bigger as what you could say. So that makes
zero sense, because if you're asymptomatic, which they've found that in particular in athletes and guys that are driving race cars, they're in the younger demographic of all this, that they could be asymptomatic, and then therefore creating a spread. I don't get that whatsoever.
I think it has to do with most of the NASCAR drivers. They literally don't see their crew. They don't see their crew. They basically show up to the park, get in their trailer, whatever they stay in before the race, and then when it's time for racing to start, they go in their car. They stay completely away from their crew chief. I'm sure they're on the phone or Zoom meetings and all that throughout the race, but they don't really make contact with everyone else. They do after the race, I guess. We saw that this past weekend with Cole Custer. He got celebrated with his team, so that they do actually do make contact, I guess, eventually. The testing is a little weird with NASCAR.
Yeah, I'd say. In a lot of ways. Tim, anything else, man?
No, I just think it'll be fun Wednesday night. The All-Star race is always – night racing in general is just really fun because you can see the sparks from the brakes. And we're at a short track, and night racing and short track racing is probably one of the more exciting races of the year in NASCAR. So if you're looking for just something to do Wednesday night with no sports, I'd recommend putting it on Fox Sports because even though it is NASCAR and they are going to turn left – you're gonna see wrecks. You're gonna see entertain. It's gonna be a fun race in general, and I think that's what you're gonna expect. It's not gonna be one of those boring, follow the leader, left turn, left turn, left turn. No one passes. You're gonna see bumping. You're gonna see sparks, and you're gonna see wrecks. So that I can assure you.
Tim Zimmer, thanks a bunch, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, Christian.
All right, we'll wrap up sports talk next here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.